Discoveries, the latest breakthroughs explained archaeology. New DNA evidence reveals how Napoleon's army was actually defeated. Turns out typhus may not have been the culprit. Scientists have uncovered new DNA evidence that challenges long-held assumptions about Napoleon's disastrous 1812 invasion of Russia. As his grand army, nearly 500,000 strong, advanced towards Moscow, it faced fierce resistance, dwindling supplies, and the onset of a brutal winter. By the time the troops began their retreat, starvation and disease had taken hold. Now, analysis of soldiers' remains suggests that, rather than typhus being the main cause of the army's demise, a mix of infectious diseases may have decimated the French emperor's troops. In a new study led by Dr. Nicolas Raskovan at the Institut Pasteur in Paris, researchers extracted genetic material from the teeth of 13 soldiers found buried in a mass grave in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. Using DNA sequencing on the teeth, they found no trace of typhus, the infection caused by rickettsia bacteria long believed to have ravaged Napoleon's troops. Instead, the team identified two different pathogens, Salmonella enterica, which causes enteric fever, such as typhoid, and Borrelia recurrentis, responsible for relapsing fever. What our study adds on top of what's already been done is that now we can go and redefine pathogens that weren't necessarily suspected before, Raskovan told BBC Science Focus. Follow for more. Previous studies have used polymerase chain reaction, PCR, testing, the same method used in COVID-19 tests, to search only for specific microbes. The technology available today allows scientists to cast a wider net, Raskovan said, and identify fragments of any microbial DNA present. These techniques allow us to see things we just wouldn't have been able to 10 years ago. Raskovan said if we put together work from previous studies, plus the study that we're doing now, we find a total of 4 different diseases present in just a few individuals. What does it indicate? That not one single pathogen killed all these 3,000 people, but rather that these people were infected with the whole range of pathogens. In other words, conditions were so grim for Napoleon's army, as they fell back from Russia, that a variety of diseases were able to thrive among the troops. If one disease didn't get you, another almost certainly would.